Of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is a classic sermon from Dr. Billy Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to hear more on this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, October 16th through the 21st.
And the Lord showed us that Satan had a throne over the earth, and at that time it was in over Moscow. Well, I shared that in a... Now, did that happen or not? Stand up, Jim and Kathy, if it happened. Bless the Lord. We had a missionary conference in Minnesota, and I was sharing that. And there was a minister there from Europe, and he said to me, "Well, yes, Satan does have seats over the earth." He said, "Do you know about..." And he took me to Revelation 2:13. At that time, I didn't know about it, but you turn there with me right now. Say glory.
Glory.
Revelation 2:13. Oh, we'll just start with 12. "And to the angel of the church at Pergamos write, These things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan," and the Greek says, "sits." The Hebrew word for seat and for throne is the same word, and it's the same way in Greek. So he can say to the people at Pergamos, the Lord said, "I know you. I know your works and where you dwell, even where Satan's throne is." And then he speaks where Satan sits. And so this minister from Europe said to me, "You know that scripture?" And he said, "Have you read the book by Richard Wurmbrand, Was Karl Marx a Satanist?" And so I got that book, Was Karl Marx a Satanist? And it's had its name changed. I thought I brought it here tonight, but maybe I didn't bring it. It's where? Do you see it? Oh, there it is. And so Richard Wurmbrand, who was a man who suffered a lot because of his faith, a minister, a pastor in the Soviet Union or in the Iron Curtain countries, and he wrote a book called Tortured for Christ. And then he did a lot of study on how things happened and the fact that Hitler was a Satanist. Now that's coming out more and more. They're finding out that Hitler and all that Nazism was a cult thing, a satanic thing. And then he did a study on Karl Marx being a Satanist. And I'm going to read you just a little bit of something he wrote here about Lenin's tomb. In his revelation to St. John, Jesus said something very mysterious to the church in Pergamos, a city in Asia Minor. "I know where you dwell, even where Satan's seat is." Pergamos was apparently a center of the Satanist cult in that period. Now, and I don't know what year he wrote this, the world-famous Baedeker tourist guidebooks for Berlin state that the Island Museum contained the Pergamos altar of Zeus until 1944. They built in Pergamos Babylonian rabbis when they left Babylon, went to Pergamos, and then it seems that Satan moved his seat. He moved his seat in the heavenlies from where he had been over Pergamos. And there they built a great altar to Zeus, other names, other gods, Soltar, other names. They called them the Savior. And they built a counterfeit Ark of the Covenant and put it in the altar. That The tourist guidebook says that that island contained the Pergamos altar of Zeus until 1944. German archaeologists had excavated it, and it had been in the center of the Nazi capital until Hitler's Satanist regime. What happened was that altar, which had been dug by Germans, and with the Germans were friendly with Turkey. Then they had brought the altar to Berlin, and during the time of Hitler's regime, he worshipped at this altar. But the saga of the seat of Satan is not yet over. And he quotes a certain paper in Stockholm, June 27, 1948, reveals that the Soviet army, after the conquest of Berlin, carried off the Pergamos altar from Germany to Moscow. Actually, when the Allied forces got to Berlin, Patton and the United States Army should have gone in and taken it, but because of the troubles that the Nazi Germany had brought upon Russia and had besieged Leningrad, they stepped back and let the Russians come in. And when the Russians came in, they claimed this work of art. This tremendous structure, which measures 127 feet long by 120 feet wide by 40 feet high, surprisingly, the altar has not been exhibited at any Soviet museum. But for what purpose was it transported to Moscow? They did take it to Moscow. We have already indicated that men in the top echelons of the Soviet hierarchy practice Satanist rituals, and they have reserved the Pergamos altar for their private use. There are many unanswered questions. Suffice it to say that objects of such high archaeological value do not disappear, but are the pride of museums. The architect STJUSEV, who built Lenin's mausoleum, used this altar of Satan as a model for the mausoleum in 1924, where Lenin's body lies in state. And so that altar, that counterfeit Ark of the Covenant, which was at Pergamos, then was moved to Berlin, and we know that during the whole Nazi regime, Satan was over Berlin trying to rule down through that to stop God's plan and to kill God's people. And then after that, he moved to Moscow, and his seat was there. Now, this is written in March 1991. And I'd been praying with a young Rhema student named John Rood. John and Lillian Rood had been students at Central Bible College over in Springfield, and God called them. She is the daughter of Brother Verneau, who pastors a huge church in what was Zaire, missionary stock, and then her little young husband, John Rood, and he called them to go to Brussels. They later came to Rhema, and one day I was asked to pray with that little couple about them going to Brussels to pastor a church, to start a church. And so we prayed all together, and I got tied up with them in prayer. And then the Lord told me, give in to their church. I'd forgotten that part about it. He said, send them an offering. And he said, when you send an offering to that church, it will bring you in on it. And you will receive an invitation to go there, just go. So I sent an offering in the mail. It didn't even have time to reach John Rood till he had a letter back to me asking me to come over with them for a prayer meeting that they were going to call Breakthrough for Brussels. And so I went down by the lake to pray to see if God wanted me, if this was the time I was supposed to go. And while I'm down there at that lake, praying about whether I should go, the Lord begins to speak to me, and he reminds me of that whole Russian deal. It just came before me, how he had shown me how there was a counterfeit Jerusalem in the earth, that Satan had tried to set it up in Russia, that he was ruling down through there, and he had shown me that that's where Satan's seat was. He reminded me that he had in another time helped me to find out about the seat of Satan in Pergamos. And he said to me on March 25th, 1991, near Pryor, Oklahoma, sitting on a rock by the lake, he said this to me, Brussels will be the next to the last stop for the seat of Satan before he moves to Jerusalem. Once again, when he breaks his covenant with Israel in the midst of the tribulation week and sets his seat in the holy place. The Lord said to me that day, this will be his next to the last stop before he goes to set up his seat or his throne in the temple. Let's look at a few scriptures which tell us he's going to do that. Look at Daniel chapter 9. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. You still with me?
Yes.
Glory to God. Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. This is speaking of the Antichrist. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease after 3.5 years. Now turn to Luke 24:15, and we'll see that Jesus himself referred to this, that the Antichrist would do. Luke 24 and 15. That's not right. Matthew 24:15. See, that was just my journal. I didn't get it right in my journal. Matthew 24:15. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place. And then he gives instructions what the Jews shall do. But he's quoting Daniel, saying that the abomination of desolation, the Antichrist, is going to set himself up in the temple. And there, according to what the Holy Ghost said through Paul, turn to 2 Thessalonians 2. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the Antichrist, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And so what we see is that in the rebuilt temple, in the midst of the 7 years, his mask comes off, he goes there, and he announces to the world that he is God.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the classic sermon from Dr. Billy Brim. October 16th through the 21st, assemble together with Dr. Billy Brim for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference held in Branson, Missouri. Save the dates and make your plans now. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings include Kenneth Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To receive a free gift upon arrival, register now online at www.billybrim.org. Registration is not mandatory. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, assembling together with prayers like you this October 16th through the 21st in Branson, Missouri.